from the country, the world at large, for what she's done. She's a hero. She doesn't like to be called that, but she's somebody that's gone out at great risk to expose corruption at the highest levels, which is part of a master-slave society, social and population control and reduction mechanism, using weaponized medicine as a way of destroying people and reducing the global population, selecting a population, who lives, who dies. Doctors and nurses as agents of social and population control. If somebody sacrifices several hundred thousand dollars in salary to blow the whistle, they're an ethical and decent person. And here is a case in point of what they do to people that are such people, that are selfless, brave, decent, and tenacious enough to continue to fight the good fight after that's been done to them, after suffering dire consequences for speaking the truth in a place where it's forbidden. Meta is governed by the Rockefeller-Rothschild cartel, global tyrants and genocidal maniacs that are running and destroying our planet right now. And Dr. Carley was brave enough to stand up and expose that, and at great risk and cost to herself. She relied on not donations, but rather on medical consultations, which she generated from doing radio shows. And we saw her being bumped from one radio show to the next as they dwindled her audience and made it impossible to follow her and follow along. And they isolated, incapacitated, and are now in the process of eliminating and assassinating her. They've incarcerated her in a psych ward, which they've done before. They've tried to use the mental health system to silence her when they took her license, saying she had a delusion of conspiracy. Werner and I know, and Werner suffered the same thing, we know of literally hundreds of activists that have had the same treatment for speaking of a delusion of conspiracy. One case would be the Byron Pryor case, where Byron Pryor from Newfoundland, Canada, had tried to expose Chief Justice T. Alex Hickman of being a pedophile that raped and impregnated his then 11-year-old sister well over 40 years beforehand in 2009, when we were in this forum trying to save him. He'd been incarcerated by Judge Orr for a 90-day psych assessment. He was going into his third 90-day psych assessment and being killed with his blood pressure medication. And Dr. Carley and Alan Watt and other high-profile radio show hosts allowed us to use their audience and platform to get him released. Albeit gagged, he was alive. The reason he stayed for three terms was because Judge Orr's wife sat on the board overseeing his release at Waterford Psych Hospital there in Newfoundland. T. Alex Hickman was a 33rd degree Mason and was a buddy of Dick Cheney's. Dick Cheney saw Byron Pryor standing on the front lawn at the Parliament buildings in Ottawa across from the U.S. Embassy on Wellington Street, and he was there for Bilderberg 2008. He saw what the sign said on Byron Pryor's sandwich board, Hickman is a pedophile, Chief Justice T.L. Hickman's a pedophile, and said, arrest that guy, and he had him arrested. The bond between these two creeps, Cheney and Hickman, was obvious if people looked at the Ocean Ranger disaster in Atlantic Canada, where I think it was roughly 87 seamen went to their deaths as they were aboard the Ocean Ranger drilling platform. The connection to Halliburton and Dick Cheney should be obvious. T. Alex Hickman was the commissioner overseeing the disaster. There's the connection. Now, Masons are often doing things that they always do things to help one another. They're a global management mechanism for the New World Order. It's controlled by Zionism. It's blatantly obvious. The Star of David's on every temple. Anyone just needs look into this and they'll see this is all true. Dr. Carley selflessly and bravely fought the worst people in the planet after losing her child, her medical license, and her life, her marriage and everything. She sacrificed it in service to humanity and now needs everybody's help and backup. In fact, she did for the last 18 years. She's endured absolute hell for the last 18 years. Without going into detail, because we're going to leave her dignity, she has been completely destroyed by several mechanisms. The usual stuff, and also stuff that's little known to the general audience. That would be the use of advanced, withheld, and weaponized behavioral sciences, techniques, and technologies currently being employed to completely control and cull the surplus population in this global master-slave society, and to eliminate people of political significance or completely control them. It's hard to imagine, but this is part of artificial intelligence. So I'll leave it there and let somebody else speak now, and that's what this show should be about. We should focus on the bravery and selflessness and decency of this individual, this brave woman, this tenacious and feisty radio show host, who I would say, in my opinion, was the single most brave and decent and selfless radio show host on the planet. I have never heard in my 18 years of activism, 24/7, 365, anyone that measures up to her. And I'm not trying to insult the others. It's just a statement of fact. So with that being said, let's carry on the show and try and do the best we can to get her released, as she did for so many others, and as so many activists have been silenced by the legal and mental health systems. Ezra Pound would be a case in point, the leading American patriot in the first half of the 20th century. Let's go, guys.
Well, Alec, you know, but the people who are willing to do that...